Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. Crews at the New Star's fuel storage facility in Crockett are now working on fully emptying the ethanol trucks that burned in yesterday's ethanol tanks that burned in yesterday's tremendous fire and explosion. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, some of the pipes and valves used to transfer fuel were damaged.
There were 252,000 gallons of ethanol in the two tanks, only 1% of capacity. Still, the fire burned for over 6 hours. Now, crews are trying to transfer all the remaining material from underground holding ponds to mobile tanks, but the pipes and valves were damaged by fire. Contra Costa Fire spokesman Steve Hill.
We probably dodged some bullets here in the last 24 hours or so. The tanks were mostly empty. That's a two-edged sword because when tanks are empty, they have more oxygen in them. That would be conjecture on my part to say which way we would have been better off. But I think the point is that even at 1% capacity, those tanks had a lot of ethanol in them.
Crews used an estimated 15,000 gallons of foam on the fire. The Coast Guard watching to see if any of it made it into the bay, but so far nothing. County health experts don't expect to see any long-term effects from the smoke despite the urgent shelter in place. At the New Star facility in Crockett, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
A new report from the city of San Francisco finds that during the recent tech boom, the amount of low-paying jobs has grown almost as fast as the amount of high-paying tech and coding gigs. As KCBS's Dan Mitchinson reports, that's creating challenges for the city's effort to house its low-income workers.
These are jobs that often pay less than $27,000 a year.
Those are jobs in the restaurant industry, healthcare jobs, home health aides, personal aides.
Elise Gould is the senior economist with the Economic Policy Institute. She says this is happening across the country, but is hitting the Bay Area especially hard because of the lack of affordable housing. But she feels the solution isn't necessarily a question of getting workers more educated.
Because what we know when we look at those jobs of the future is that about 3/4 of the jobs don't require a college degree, and so we need to make those jobs better jobs.
Right now, a minimum wage worker in the Bay Area making $32,000 a year would spend all their money on rent or a mortgage. And she says that will continue to hold those employees hostage in an impossibly tight real estate market. Dan Mitchinson, KCBS.
The U.S. Supreme Court voted in favor of a Stanford graduate student who has been unable to return to the U.S. from her home country of Malaysia for 14 years because the FBI mistakenly put her on the no-fly terrorist watch list. Rahina Ibrahim is still unable to fly back to the United States. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the Supreme Court denied to review a ruling that forces the government to pay Ibrahim's lawyers for the millions they spent on her case. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco said in its ruling in favor of Ibrahim that she was the first person to force the government to admit a terrorist watch list error. Project Homeless Connect in San Francisco is marking its 75th Community Day of Service in 2004. Then Mayor Gavin Newsom created Project Homeless Connect. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports from Bill Graham Auditorium.
250 cities around the world have replicated Project Homeless Connect, which offers a one-stop shop for services for those in need, from getting an ID card to legal help to benefits. Governor Gavin Newsom spoke with volunteers.
I just want to express admiration, appreciation to the leadership of Project Homeless Connect for continuing this.
And he says while homelessness was once considered a coastal city construct, as governor, he's seen the problem expand inland, places like Bakersfield, Fresno, and Grass Valley. Troy Bernay, once homeless himself, now helps people get reading glasses.
We had one guy that sat there and he just broke down in tears when he put his glasses on. It's because we were able to give him that vision to go and find himself a job.
The head of the San Francisco Department of Homelessness, Jeff Kaczynski, says we can all be part of the solution.
When you see somebody on the streets, is say hello to them. Give them a smile.
Because he notes the fixes of whatever challenges people face begin with interaction. In San Francisco, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.